this is Sam Sebrin from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
En la Biblioteca Pública de Catskill, nos gusta mucho tener programas del equipo de WGXC viniendo de la biblioteca desde el cuarto Carnegie. Para información en cómo utilizar el espacio para una reunión suya, llame por favor 518-943-4230.
What? What's that you say?
高分.
Everything sounds different to your ear? Well, that's because you're listening to the Battlefield Earth program every Tuesday night at 9:30 to midnight, and you know midnight, that's the midnight hour. Tune in!
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek, as I start off this edition of Forgotten at the Movies with the an edit of the Return the Joker remix of the Batman Beyond theme, getting into geek speak. The newly redubbed World of DC Cinematic Multiverse begins its, yeah, let's try that dive this fall when production begins on Joker, Todd Phillips' 80s set gritty urban drama take on the future Clown Prince of Crime, as personified by Joaquin Phoenix, finally taking his own dive into the superhero side of the pool, joined by Robert De Niro as a talk show host instrumental to his transformation. Official announcement came at San Diego Comic-Con with a release date for October 2019. The rap broke news of the lineup of titular avians of Quarry for Kathy Yan's Birds of Prey to be led by Batgirl and some teeth-gritted teamwork alongside Harley Quinn. Facing off against a previously unseen in film, Bat-villain will be mob princess turned vigilante the Huntress, lesbian detective, sometime successor to The Question, Renee Montoya, and sometime Batgirl, now operating under the name Orphan, Cassandra Cain. In the CW-verse, it's reported by Variety that after revealing Batwoman will debut in next year's annual crossover, the lesbian military brat turned distaff counterpart may get her own series, as Vampire Diaries' Carolyn Dries is developing a mid-season show. At their Comic-Con panel, Krypton's creative team revealed Lobo is finally coming to live-action TV on their next season, over 25 years after a glad-that-didn't-happen early 90s mulling of how to translate Keith Giffen and Roger Silfer's created Alan Grant other daddied main man to the small screen. Regarding the live-action DC Universe app Teen Titans trailer, yeah, Titans Go doesn't look so bad now, do it, fanboys, he said, looking in the mirror. Anyway, Geoff Johns is bringing in Greg Berlanti, a.k.a. the guy with a successful superhero track record and not the writer of Batman and Robin, never forget, to shepherd his baby Stargirl into a live-action streaming series. High schooler turned golden age torchbearer Courtney Whitmore will debut along with several of the two generations of heroes and villains from Justice Society sometime next year. Two Marvel cinematic tidbits. The de-aging process used briefly in Iron Man 3 and a little longer in the recent Ant-Man sequel will be put to its ultimate test as Samuel L. Jackson and Clark Gregg will be getting the treatment for the entirety of their screen time in the 90s set Captain Marvel. And the Spider-Man spinoff that everyone finds agreeable has cast its noir and other white meat wall crawlers, as at SDCC, it was announced could have been Green Goblin Nicolas Cage and John Mulaney will respectively voice the 30s originating Spider-Man Noir and Funny Animal vs. Spider-Ham. Kimiko Glenn also cast as robo-suited Spidey Penny Parker. Heat Vision confirms speculation that Billy Dee Williams will return as Lando in Star Wars Episode 9. And then at SDCC, it was revealed to the surprise of many that prequel trilogy redeeming Star Wars The Clone Wars animated series will return for a 7th season next year on Disney Telescreen, or whatever they end up calling it. Tangentially, Variety reports Harrison Ford will star in Chris Sanders' take on Call of the Wild. Now, in honor of the original scoundrel-turned-administrator's return from the Whoopi Goldberg action comedy Fatal Beauty, here's Shannon with Criminal.
Life extension by divine.
Okay, that set started off with Shannon Criminal from Fatal Beauty, which I recently got on VHS. Olivia Newton-John with Twist of Fate followed. That was from her failed re-teaming with Travolta, Two of a Kind. And you just heard Wings Hauser with Neon Slime from Vice Squad. Now, Joss Whedon is taking some steps forward while looking back as live feed announced he will produce Midnight Texas showrunner Monica Owusu-Breen's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, currently platformless reboot, which will race bin the average high schooler turned chosen one to black. Meanwhile, at Comic-Con, Whedon announced he's finally doing a Dr. Horrible sequel in comic book form with a November one-shot for Dark Horse. And finally, he's returning to building new worlds with a Victorian set sci-fi drama called The Nevers for HBO. Variety reports that some more kid-friendly animated contributions to the Archie multimedia fiefdom are on their way, as Archie Comics are developing a pussycatless supernatural focused Josie series and a new tune for the company mascot. And what I'm certain will result in a better product than when this was tried with Frank Miller's original RoboCop 2 script, Dark Horse will begin an adaptation of William Gibson's unproduced, nothing like what we ended up getting, script for Alien 3. And one classic comic-infused anthology is getting the series treatment, and a classic Prose on Dead Trees series might as well. Shudder announced that with Tom Savini mentored Walking Dead producer Greg Nicotero, are developing a Creepshow series set to debut next year. Trivia time, George Romero pitched a Creepshow series after the movie to Warners, but they turned it down, so he retooled it into Tales from the Dark Side, and now you know the rest of the story. For the end of this story comes Bleeding Cool's claim that Seth MacFarlane and Brandon Braga are continuing their partnership, formed through the Orville, with a Hulu adaptation of Clive Barker's Books of Blood anthologies, which previously spawned adaptations such as Candyman, Lord of Illusions, Rawhead Rex, and The Yattering and Jack for the aforementioned Dark Side tales. Now, from Thunder Road, here is Robert Mitchum with The Ballad of Thunder Road.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, a federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, he'd get him sure his fate.
Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof. You're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
There's a rumble in the sky and all the world can hear it call. They shudder at the fury of the mighty thunderball. The power of her engines now is drowned in the sea. But the deadly force from within her is somewhere running free. Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
Thunderball.
Somewhere there is a man who could stop the thing in time. He's known by very few, but he's feared by all in crime.
All in crime.
By courage and by fighting, he has not been known to fall. But neither has the fury of the mighty thunderball.
Thunderball,
your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
Thunderball.
Money-hungry minds need a threat to launch a scheme. But those who hold the thunderball could rule the world, it seems. Cannot the peaceful world find a clue to where she's gone? The silent sea won't answer now, but terror lingers on.
Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man.
And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
Thunderball,
thunderball.
What you gonna do? Blind man with
Okay, that set started with Robert Mitchum singing the ballad of Thunder Road from Thunder Road. And then followed with Johnny Cash's rejected theme from the Bond classic Thunderball. And just heard Ringo Starr with the titular theme song from the 70s Western Blind Man. Now it's almost 11:30 here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listen to Forgotten Geek. Forgotten at the Movies edition this week, and we're going on into the Moon's song Gamera from American International Pictures, a redub of Gamera, the classic Flying Turtle kaiju series. Riff Tracks recently did this one. They for some reason they well, of course, they all obviously added a bunch of, you know, American shot footage, a la, you know, the, you know, Godzilla with anyways, and but for some reason they also added an extra M to the name. So here we go.
Yeah.
okay. That MST Riff Tracks inspired set started with the Moon's theme song from Gamera, or rather the American International Pictures dub of the classic kaiju film, which added an extra M to the name, and of course some American scenes. Then from Artist Unknown, the theme song from The Guy from Harlem, which I like to refer to as the Manos, the Hands of Fate of Blaxploitation. Then Walter Rosati with 1990, The Bronx Warriors scene, which actually hasn't been riffed on, but its sequel, Escape from the Bronx, a.k.a., which was done on MST as Escape 2000, was, and with that said, ended with Francesco DeMasi's theme from that. Now, next set starts with a song off my favorite 90s soundtrack from The Crow. Here is Machines of Love and Grace, Golgotha Tenement Blues. that set started off with Machines of Love and Grace, Golgotha Tenement Blues from The Crow. Then from the 1984 soundtrack to 1984 version of it, starring John Hurt, you heard the Eurythmics with Winston's Diary. And you just heard Tangerine Dream with Jerry's Decision from the highly underrated 80s high school nerd versus bully comedy, 3 o'clock High. Okay, going to last set, starting off with Curtis Mayfield, Junkie Chase instrumental from Superfly. We'll be right back. Last set started with a Curtis Mayfield Junkie Chase instrumental from Superfly, and you just heard the principal remix of Set It Off by Stray from the 80s action movie, sort of basically the action version of Lean On Me, the principal starring Jim Belushi, Lou Gossett, later parodied in John Lovett's High School High. And thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Be taking you out with a couple minutes of Orbital's Halcyon On and On from the Mortal Kombat soundtrack. Have a good day.